now
on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
Joining us right. Oh, let's get right into it. This is very exciting. Everybody hold hands now. Light a candle. It is Earth Day. I did my bit. I bought a Tesla. Of course, when I come home after driving a Tesla, Lindsay, I always go into the backyard and I start a bonfire.
Good for you.
And I throw like an old tire on it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just because I wanted, those are my carbon offsets.
Yeah.
Right.
It all balances out.
It really does. I want to make sure that I respect the earth as much as I can. Mark Morano is the editor of Climate Depot, author of the brand new book, Green Fraud, Why the Green New Deal is Even Worse Than You Think. Happy Earth Day, Mark. We love the earth.
Yes, we do, and thank you, Larry. Happy to hear that. And enjoy your Tesla. You're empowering China with your rare earth mining. Signal you're sending to China and for cobalt in Africa and everything else. No, yeah. Teslas are great cars. I wouldn't buy one because I like stick shift, and I haven't seen an electric car yet that allows a manual transmission. Until they do that, I won't even consider
one. We'll let Elon know about that, Mark. But, you know, you're right. It's not good for China. But what's my other choice? I'm buying Putin's oil, so, you know, either way.
You're supposed to bike to work or do what our Secretary of Transportation. You should be on mass transit every day. No defiance.
Well, so now one thing about Earth Day, which is always funny, is that celebrities rear their heads and they all have something virtuous to say about what they're doing for our planet. What are there any highlights this Earth Day that you'd like to point us to?
Well, we got Matt Damon is out there this Earth Day talking about global warming solutions, and Matt Damon. Actually, he is one of the least offensive ones, but he's out there. He's actually helping companies invest in technologies and worried about development in the third world with water. But the problem is Matt Damon doesn't recognize that the greatest advance you can make for clean water, sanitation, which is his expressed goals, this Hollywood celebrity, are actually more carbon-based fuels, cheaper fossil fuels in Africa, India, and in the developing world, because the greatest advances you can make are cheap energy, which then creates infrastructure, which then creates economic growth, which is the greatest cleaner up of the environment. People don't understand it, but more wealth means a cleaner environment. These poor countries, which are now being denied fossil fuels, are getting it. But not only is Matt Damon out there, you have Kate Blanchett, Hollywood celebrity. I believe she's Australian, actually, but she has been out there, and she is out there urging people to fight climate change. She has an Earth Day message. Her and a guy named Danny Kennedy have a broadcast on climate change. Mm. The problem is Kate Blanchett is actually on record as wanting to keep the COVID lockdowns going and no return to normal. She signed a letter with other Hollywood celebrities a few years ago, right at the height of the 2 weeks to flatten the curve, no return to normal. We need to keep the lockdowns going to stop the ongoing ecological catastrophe.
There you go. You know, Lindsay Fifield, I count myself right now as absolutely shocked that Matt Damon wasn't completely fully well-read and educated on an environmental issue, because he usually comes across as such a smart guy.
Just,
you know,
a erudite on everything, of course.
Yes,
yes.
Exactly.
Across the board.
Well, no, go ahead.
No, I think what's and to your point, and being a mom having kids, I think growing up you'd see the little posters of like, oh, save the planet, and then of course that becomes garbage that's left behind. But what should we be telling kids? I think there was a viral video the other day of a kid melting down in the back seat of his car because he was told by his teacher that the planet is dying and it's our fault. What should we be telling our kids? I was raised with a very conservationist mindset in a conservative way, but what can we tell our kids now to kind of combat all the misinformation that we're talking about? Mm.
Well, first of all, the actual message of the first Earth Day in 1970, there's nothing wrong with the idea. Remember, this was during a time when every major sort of northeast U.S. city had horrible air pollution, horrible water quality, their rivers, everything from Cleveland, Pittsburgh, New York, Detroit. So what they did was there was obviously a radical environmental element, but there was also just a middle America Main Street sentiment that came out on Earth Day because people wanted cleaner air, cleaner water. Well, the good news, and here's what you can tell your kids, since the first Earth Day, America has radically, and the world has radically improved air and water quality. as of now, the World Health Organization, the gold standard, if you will, well, let's not call them the gold standard, but they ranked the United States as among the cleanest air in the world. 50-plus years after Earth Day, the U.S. is doing very well with air quality. Our water quality has improved radically. This is all while we've improved economic growth and population growth. We've largely solved the original sentiments of the 1970 Earth Day. And beyond that, and globally, water pollution has fallen substantially in the world. 3.8 billion people have gained access to clean drinking water since the 1970 Earth Day. Air pollution has declined, all of this globally. So there's so much good message on species. We know how to save endangered species now. We know how to do forestry and logging now, where original species and plants and animals can come back. Within 7 years, you can't distinguish it. So there's many positive environmental messages.
Mark Morano, is that why the environmentalists, the activists, they changed their messaging here? Because, frankly, governments sort of said, yeah, you're right, we should sort of clean things up. And by the way, businesses recognized that it was good business to be, they could figure out better business methods to actually do things in a cleaner way, and the free market worked. So that's why they had to change their message to carbon dioxide emissions and the global warming thing, something that's invisible. Like, we could all see trash, we could see dirty water. Now they changed to this invisible thing with a computer model that says, well, a couple hundred years from now, it's going to destroy the planet. And now it's so, that's an ambiguous message that you can't really prove or disprove.
Yeah, bingo, Larry. That's, in fact, you know, Axios magazine, mainstream publication, actually said, quote, the EPA has mostly solved the most basic widespread public health environmental problems that we had essentially the first Earth Day. But they're saying now that the focus is on exactly what you're saying. They've shifted over to climate change because climate change is this nebulous concept and you don't need all that, you know, easy to measure stuff. So this is how they can scare kids now. And you're also exactly right. When current reality fails to alarm, we have more polar bears than ever, sea levels not accelerating, hurricanes, floods, droughts, tornadoes, wildfires are actually a no trend or declining trend. How do you scare people about climate? You make scarier and scarier predictions of the future. Yeah. You can't scare adults, so you go after children. And that's where they've had the most success, is those under 18 in terms of terrifying them. And they've also recruited kids now to do lawsuits against the government for denying their climate future. But you actually summed it up, Larry. That's exactly what happened. We've solved the original Earth Day problems. So now they have the essentially the unsolvable climate change problem, meaning you can't define it. There's no metric by which how many UN treaties or how many Green New Deals would ever say, okay, we've solved it, that's enough. There is no end to it.
Well, the political left, the organized left, never say mission accomplished, our cause is finished, let's move on. They because they realize that they've got power, and that's why they had to shift.
Yes.
Mark Morano, we'll leave it there. We love Climate Depot, and we love your new book, Green Fraud, Why the Green New Deal is Even Worse Than You Think. Thanks, Mark. Happy Earth Day.
Thank you, Larry. Happy Earth Day.
Also, Robert Downey Jr. is doing this thing with Washington Post Live, too, on Earth Day. Did you see Robert Downey Jr.? Was that even him?
He looks emaciated. What's going on
there?
He
does. He looks like he's like, you know how actors get into the method and they like lose weight for a role and stuff? He looks like he's going to be playing Anthony Fauci.
I mean, honestly, he could easily. Those glasses, too.
Frail and tiny, and he's not Iron Man anymore.
Over 2 million construction jobs around the world are taking their projects to the next level. From roadways to railways, from skyscrapers to homes. Make your vision a reality. Build with Autodesk Construction Cloud. Try it free today at construction.autodesk.com.